The new baseball labor agreement is not just fewer getaway games at night and home field advantage in the World Series, it also bans cross-dressing. For a number of years, some teams have pushed rookies to pose for pictures in costume, like Disney princesses or the National Women's Gymnastic Team. Depending on who you ask, it's either a form of hazing or team building. But baseball management says in a social media age, it's just a matter of time before someone crosses a line and posts the result on Instagram. Not all dress-up is out. Superheroes are still okay, though presumably not Wonder Woman. Also condiments. Madison Bumgarner once dressed up as a ketchup bottle. Warren Levinson, New York. The United Nations named Wonder Woman an honorary ambassador for female empowerment at a flashy ceremony in October. Among the guests, Linda Carter, who played the character on TV.
Wonder Woman helps bring out the inner strength every woman has.
But the choice wasn't that popular with UN staff, especially women, many of whom felt that a scantily clad, violence-prone superhero wasn't the best role model for girls and women around the world. Some staffers turned their backs on the ceremony. An online petition collected 44,000 signatures. The UN had planned to use Wonder Woman's image on social media materials throughout the next year. Warren Levinson, New York.